Captain! I can't hear you!
Corey?
Hi, Captain!
I
thought
you were gonna be. Oh, I dropped my.
Oh my god! The amount of D6s just.
That sounds like rain.
Ultra max damage.
I dropped like four.
No, I got like one.
Look at that. Welcome back, guys, to Turning Tables Podcast. It is I, the Frenchie of Fries. My name is Ruben. And with me, as always, he can't tell if he's a kingpin or a pauper. It's Danny.
No!
You know, sometimes we're poor. But howdy. About here.
By the way, she tried to say it. She'd be there. It's Alex Webster.
Hello! We just spent 5 minutes speaking in SpongeBob quotes.
Just speaking in tongues.
Just
no, speaking
quotes.
In tongues.
Speaking in tongues. Goddamn. Side captain, Mr. Know-It-All, it's Connor.
Hey, how are you doing?
I can't understand your dialect.
Your accent.
And he can't stop, addicted to the shindig, it's God James.
Hi.
We got
president.
We got SpongeBob on the brain. Last time, you guys were able to get our guy Fabrice out of his Sleepy Beauty-esque sleep by talking to him through with a message spell. He was able to give you guys directions in order to get a concoction to free him from this weird fungal matrix connection that he had. After that, he told you he'd be able to do something about the mushroom walls that you guys encountered before. But unfortunately, in order to do something about it, he had to make a cut into it to take a sample. You guys were then accosted by large groups of enemies, and then eventually being chased down by the big antler, white-masked, gun-hat-toting monster that's been chasing you this whole time.
I don't like him.
I don't like him.
He's not my friend.
You guys were eventually able to find your way to where the mainstay marauders were hiding out, but to only find that they had all been already massacred. Yeah.
God damn it.
God damn it. Who would have done something like that?
Dag nabbit.
Dag nabbit.
So, feeling the impending doom of this monster chasing you guys down, you guys decided to brace yourself for a combat encounter with it instead. Not knowing. That's what knowingly means.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm tired.
What's going on?
That it was going to resurrect some of these dead bodies that were flying around.
No.
And now they are attacking you back after a little bit of desecration from Elias.
Yeah, I was going to say, right after, Saris was very upset about it.
Very upset about it.
Just a little bit. Little tiny desecration.
In the midst of combat, these zombies had stood up. There's four of them. And last thing that we saw was that our big cannon-toting guy slammed the floor, and then the zombies started to gain volume as they puffed up and started looking like they're about to explode. So
they got thick.
They got chunky.
Chunky.
With that being said, I need everybody in the club to give me, I believe it's con saves, but let me verify. Yep, con saves. From everybody in the club.
Does that include said mech warrior?
No.
That bitch.
Alright.
He's immune to this.
Wait, we're all within my.
I was gonna say,
aura.
You're right on the con thing, right?
Last thing we checked, everyone was pretty much right on it.
Beautiful.
So we get plus three.
Trace.
Plus Trey.
Let's
get it! 23!
Are we allies right now?
We're friends. I hope you're friends with me. I think that's what it comes down to. 15 on the die for Elias.
Okay, you're
plus
good.
3, 18.
Anyone get lower than a 13?
Oh my god, what did you do?
Oh no!
Starting off strong.
Starting off so strong.
No. So
our top story tonight!
Our top story tonight, the most constituted member of the party
right.
Fails the con save.
I don't need it.
I definitely don't need it!
Upside, only 3 damage poison. Downside, You have been reinfected.
Oh, fuck.
So you're at one level of exhaustion right now.
First the finger.
Right.
Then...
I am so sorry.
We haven't even been healthy for a day.
Right?
An entire day.
It was a single day.
I was like, I feel great. I don't feel good.
But your max is cut in half. And you're exhausted.
Fuck.
It's not good. Whatever your health points are the same, I'm not going to make you do math. But as far as your maximum hit points, half.
I'm feeling a little woozy for you. Okay.
Yeah, so the zombies... Everyone's either able to cover their mouths or do something to stop getting infected, but Mr. Siegfried is just in a complete rage still, just takes a deep breath.
Takes it. Oh, man.
Would rage mitigate any of that, or no?
Nah.
No?
Say no. Okay. Sorry.
No.
I'm so sorry. I had a low DC, so I thought it would be fine.
Getting secondhand. Stoned off of them fumes.
There's a little stony baloney over there.
Siegfried hits a light.
No, it's the dude's gone!
I know. Go away.
That was the top of the order of last turn. We are back at Zaris. So you see our boy Siegfried over here is, again, weakened by this fungal poison that was there before.
In full hyena form.
Oh yeah, she is beast now, right?
I am currently a hyena. Okay. I am going to run away. No. Elias is super fucked up, right? Or he just got healed from...
Yeah, he got a healing from
our buddy.
Yeah, I got smacked, but then Fabrizio gave me
some...
I'm not Italian.
Fabrizio!
I don't know what that means.
He starts doing the hand motions, too.
Italian motions, yeah.
I gotta tell you, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm getting family.
The monster falls over.
I'm gonna use my bonus action to wild shape again.
Ooh.
Into a giant scorpion.
What?
Okay.
What in the rock demography are we doing here?
I like it.
The scorpion queen?
Yeah. And how many are around me?
How many what?
Of the undead.
They exploded. They're gone.
Oh, there's no one. There's
it's just the big guy.
Just the big guy?
Mm-hmm.
For yes. Okay. I am going. I'm working. So.
The old
I am going to.
Get together, guys. We are delirious from a tired work week already. It's only Tuesday.
Yep.
Cut that.
Sorry. What the hell? Finish my turn.
Muscle talk.
Just leave it. Okay, that's I have a multi-attack, so I'm going to make three attacks.
Do it up.
Smack the shit out of it.
Yeah. All on the floor.
There you go. I mean, she is low-hanging as a scorpion, so...
Nat 20!
Oh,
let's fucking go! So 24 to hit.
That will hit, yes. You don't have to do math after that.
Hell yeah. So that is... Where's my trusty D8? You know I love rolling D8s. That's 12 bludgeoning damage. And he needs to make... It's probably going to pass, but he has to make a grapple check.
A grapple check? Stand by.
Oh yeah. Standing by.
That's a 19 on the die.
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna roll again. That's probably not gonna hit. 11.
11 will not hit.
Yeah, that's right. And then for my third attack, this is the sting attack. That's not gonna hit it.
Fuck.
sorry, this one's going straight to jail. And that's all I'm gonna do.
What was the first attack with? Your claw?
Yeah.
Okay, so you catch onto him on his leg with the claw and you're able to crunch down, but then he's able to pull away before you're able to follow up with the next two attacks. that was Cesaro's go. Unfortunately, it is his turn now.
That's alright.
And he doesn't like the big scorpion that just attacked him. So okay. He's gonna make a couple strikes against you.
Is he confused by hyena into giant scorpion?
I'm gonna roll. That's a 4? Yeah, he has no emotion on this white porcelain mask, but for some reason it tilts its head like...
It is the dog tilt.
Yeah, exactly. It is thoroughly confused.
Excuse me, the new metal tilt?
Sorry.
It's like dog plus dog equals scorpion.
God damn it. You guys made me lose my pace. God damn it. This is a great start, guys.
Hey, you know, at least you're high energy.
Now I am. So yeah, it's gonna make a couple of blade attacks towards you, ma'am. Or not blade attacks, these giant heavy ball thing that it has in its
balls.
Hands.
Balls. Ha,
that's 18 to hit?
Yeah, that is.
It's going to be... But
balls attack the door.
That hits, look at balls to the wall. Five, seven, 12 points of bludgeoning plus another 5 fire damage.
Cool.
How you feel? You want another one?
Can I use 7?
Wait, how much is it?
Oh, 12 bludgeoning.
17.
Thank you.
Yeah, go for it.
For flavor.
For flavor.
For flavor. 7 off. Okay, 14 on the die before modifier.
That'll hit, yeah.
Okay.
I know the math.
Cool. Sweet. Gonna smack him.
Smack him.
Real quick.
All on the floor?
No. Right? Let me just make sure. Yeah, it's a 1. 6 points of damage.
Okay. He's gonna take 6. He wasn't planning on going anywhere, so he's gonna stay there. Second attack. For this, it's gonna go against the scorpion again. Scorpion Zara, that's 18 on the die.
Yeah.
That's another 9 bludgeoning.
Okay.
Plus 7 fire.
Okay, 16.
Cool. Mm-hmm. How you looking?
Fine.
It's too big deal. All set. Goddamn.
Fine. Well, I guess he's just gonna shoot you too. Just from point blank range, cannon straight down to the scorpion.
Does he have like some kind of shenanigan because he's so close?
No, of course not.
Okay. He doesn't have disadvantage.
No,
for close range.
It's part of him.
So, I mean, Mega Man's good up close.
Mega Man's excellent up close. He's Rockman.
I don't know any shit about that.
It's hard to yell about arc cannons. That is a 14 on the die plus.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. Thanks for saving me from that.
As long as it wasn't a plus 1, it was gonna hit.
You grab some D6s I rolled out here.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, it's fine, guys. It saved you guys from taking some hits.
You rolled a shit. 7 points of bludgeoning plus another. He's rolling so bad. Another 4 fire.
That's 11.
That is its go. He just beat up on a scorpion, but not well, apparently. Elias, it is your turn proper.
Nice. Okay.
Kill him!
So I'm going to burn a level 1 spell slot.
Okay.
I'm going to cast Hunter's Mark. Basically... Attack. It's a bonus, yeah, I'm using bonus action. Any attack that hits, I get an extra d6 of damage
to the
target.
Atta boy.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, let's start swinging. First attack, 15 on the die.
That will hit.
Thank you, Lord. Okay.
Stop yelling at me!
I'm going to roll damage plus Hunter's Mark.
Yep.
There's that one again. Let's see. That is 10 points of damage.
Okay.
I'm going to smite it thou. Can I? With Hunter's Mark?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just gotta burn another spell slot.
I'm gonna burn a level 2 spell slot.
Oh,
wow.
Attaboy. But you get an extra one for undead.
Exactly. So I am rolling 5d8.
Five.
Yeah, because
it's two base. You get one extra one for a level or undead, and then one extra for another.
So four.
Four, yeah. Sorry.
See, just keeping you sharp, you know? Keeping you guys sharp.
Like a pencil. Didn't mean to catch you on that.
You're good.
I should have just let it go.
Look at all these ones. Okay, so that's 10 and then 12 points of holy damage.
Oh, man.
Damage.
Nice.
Those
D8s
were not rolling hot for you.
No, they were not.
Did like that.
Okay, extra attack.
Can't do extra.
Because of the bonus?
Did you do two attacks already?
No, I did one.
That was one attack? Judas Priest. Yeah. Okay, I hit him again.
Oh, good.
Cool. 10 plus 8, 18 on
that
the die.
Hits.
Nice. Yes. Cool. Rolling with damage plus Hunter's Mark. There we go. Let's see. That is 14 points of damage.
14 points of damage. Excellent.
I am going to burn a first level spell slot, which is my last. Let's smite you.
Yes!
Slide him again!
I smite you!
I smite thee!
Okay. Let's get this smite. Rolling 3d8.
Come on.
Alright, so that's an additional 6 and then 8 points.
8 points?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Holy damage.
Super hurt. He's still decently healthy, but he's been beat up a lot.
That's my turn.
Okay. At what would have been the zombies from this tunnel area, so he was able to come through this very main tunnel that you guys had initially came through, right? On one, let's say, just north, south, east, west, the one to the very west of you guys, you're not near there, but Fabrice is near there. That's where he's kind of hiding. You hear similar footsteps. Doof. Doof. Doof.
Oh, fuck.
A square-headed...
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
...is in the corner.
It's not good.
Yeah, he's just hanging out. He uses his movement to get there. But he's here now.
Is he in the room?
Yeah.
Is the head in the room with us?
Is he present?
It goes
does Squarehead want these hands?
He says no. Like, see, I'm inclined to not leave Squarehead. Siegfried, it is your go.
I'm not at disadvantage with the exhaustion.
Not for attacks.
Okay.
Against a big guy still?
Of course.
Okay.
Put that down. I get plus 3 in that view? Or no?
No, that's for saving throws.
Saves only, my friend.
That is probably not gonna hit. That's a 15.
15's not gonna hit.
Damn. You the hell? Attack in the turn.
Do it.
Really? Another 15. That's not gonna hit.
The frenzy.
You got this.
Finally! Damn it! 21. Total.
That would.
Yes!
Nah, I'm not kidding. Yeah, it's.
Son of a bitch.
Here comes a 2.
Oh, that is max damage. That's 17 points.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Fucker.
And I am the.
Fucking massive hit from Siegfried. You see, the ear's still kind of coughing up a little bit. Wide swing. He kind of steps back. Another wide swing. Takes another step back. Like, okay, horizontal's not the way to go. Vertical chop down. Makes impact with him. He is decently hurt, but still alive. Amon!
I'm gonna insight how injured is our masked man. That is not good. That's a 5.
You've been doing consistent damage, but how close to death? No idea.
Okay. I now have a DM question. Mm-hmm. A square-headed boy, how far is he from us?
Well, I don't think that I said this room. I said this room's pretty large. Mm-hmm. I'm saying.
But he didn't get too far in before he started attacking Elias, and then Siegfried was there too.
Right. It's a large dome room.
Yeah.
You guys are at the very front point with Antler Dude.
Yeah.
The other one's like on the far west room by himself. So I would say it's probably like 80 feet. It's a big room.
What do I think of it as? The bubble bolt.
Hey.
He said,
winner takes all.
So Does it have a... What? Could you describe that one again, besides big square head?
Big cube-shaped head.
Yeah.
Full plate armor. Large hand axes in both hands.
Okay, but still 80 feet?
Yeah, but for a
I'm swinging on our master.
Okay.
With the flame rapier.
Poke him.
17 to hit.
That does not hit.
Son of a bitch! It's... AC is 18, everybody.
For those at home who are counting.
Yeah. Fuck, I could have done some massive damage. That's all I got. Yeah, that's all I got. Fuck.
This is tough.
It's for beast to go. He's gonna roll.
This is tough squad.
I should have just fucking done single player.
He rolled a 2. Shout out to the 2 crew.
Oh, no!
He doesn't notice anything behind him. He's just gonna go ahead and throw out a heal to one of you guys. See, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's going to be Siegfried. He heal you up 4.
Wait, 6.
I mean, it's not gonna matter because I'm poisoned, right?
He can't go above his,
Yeah, have you been hurt at all?
I mean, I got hurt before.
But you're below your max? Are you above your max still?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the half.
The half max?
Yeah. I'm at the half.
Okay, he's gonna throw out Elias then.
That's fine. Do what I'm
doing. 6 points of healing.
He didn't roll that well this time. But he doesn't notice anything because no one said anything.
Great.
I wanted to do something for him, but fuck. Okay.
Top of the order. Layer action.
Ah! Beans.
Beans.
2
F-beans.
The zombies pop back up.
Are you fucking for real?
Yeah.
I'm real.
I'm really real.
I told you guys, we're turning it up.
That's right.
I am trying to kill you.
Yeah, clearly.
Clearly.
But they won't go until their turn. Zaris, it is your go.
I...
Save our boy. Save her boy!
I can't speak.
She's a little...
I'm a fucking scorpion. I'm a huge goddamn scorpion.
That's frightening when you think about it.
Huh?
Go cover him.
If I leave and they're gonna get an opportunity attack.
Tits.
So...
Wait, what's that reach? Never mind, he has like 15 feet of reach. It doesn't matter.
Fabrizio. He can handle himself, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking
about? Full tracksuit.
He knows somebody who knows somebody, okay.
I never did say what he was wearing.
Tracksuit bunny.
God damn it.
Oh, fuck.
Tiny.
I gotta keep the squishy NPCs alive, I guess. Oh,
thank you.
Bonus action, revert form.
Okay.
Action, disengage.
Okay.
Ooh.
Movement, I'm gonna go cover Fabrizio.
Okay, that gets you 30 feet.
And I'm gonna wait, like, I'm like, hello!
Hey!
Fucking behind!
Turn the fuck around!
He's like, what?
Kiss me!
The fuck?
Turn around! Every now and then I fall apart!
Squarehead monster.
Okay, yeah, that's my fucking turn, and I'm back to Zaris.
Hello, Zaris. Next, it is our big creature guy.
You didn't want to try charades and
this tippy tapping with my fucking huge claws.
The claws just.
Just like clickety clackety.
I roll to attack me.
Team America. Do the sun.
Alex and Connor just waving their arms wildly.
Kiss me. Smart ass motherfucker.
God damn it. Alright. Where are we going against? You know what? We're going to roll for it. There's 3 of you guys there.
Tree.
Really?
God. Wrong character.
Yeah, we're in the wrong location. My bad. Last time I slapped him a lot in the other campaign.
Yeah, I got fucked up last time.
Amon.
For those listening at home, ignore that.
Ooh, misses the first attack for sure.
Love that one.
Not the second one. He's definitely going to hit that one. It's 18 on the die.
Yeah.
18 points of fire damage.
Yeah, please hold.
Oh,
go ahead.
Or bludgeoning damage, or something.
Oh, okay.
And then 13 points of fire.
Holy God.
He rolled really well that time.
Okay, still up.
Okay. Who's gonna take this cannon arm?
Can you sentinel on that? Whenever on top of your
way. It is a new turn, yeah, sure.
17 on the die.
That will hit.
Let's go.
We know who's getting the cannon now.
Yeah, right? So that is 8 plus 5. 13 points of damage.
Super hurt. I know I said that a lot.
You keep saying super hurt!
He had a lot of hit points, so
I
he's
keep
on
yelling.
The. It's okay, it's your apartment.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get affected because of you.
19
thumbs up.
19 on the die for the cannon.
Who are you talking to?
You,
bud. What are you
talking about?
Who are you talking
about? To me?
That is, yeah.
You fucking talking to me?
That is.
That's going to be.
Oh, God.
Plus 2.
I don't like this.
Oh my God, that's Jason Horn.
17 points of bludgeoning. Plus another. 9 points of fire.
Okay, stand by. So what? That's 28. Okay.
So yeah, you see he goes after Willy, misses the first attack,
wrong
makes
people wrong character.
Why do I keep saying Willy?
Willy.
Maybe because we just played it not so long ago.
Yeah.
Amon. Everyone forget I said that. Amon.
Amon Willy Ramirez.
that's Amon's full name?
I never gave him a last name.
Ramirez.
No, actually. No. You know why.
Yes.
I'll remind you later.
Okay. Anyways, you see Amon is able to dodge out of one of these chain ball attacks, but then he comes down on top of him, crashes into your shoulder. Elias takes this opportunity to go ahead and go for an attack, stabs him in the side, but then with the other arm turns towards Elias, sends a ball of magma towards you, hits you dead in the chest. That.
Still alive.
Still kicking.
Still kicking.
It is Elias' go.
Alright. We're swinging.
Fuck him up!
Yeah.
Give him an axe!
Yeah, we're not really not playing around. First attack. Not gonna hit. 7 on the die.
Nope.
Well,
that doesn't matter.
Good dice, Juju. Good dice, Juju.
And here comes that natural 20. Send it, son. Go!
Extra attack.
Go!
Nope.
Got a butt?
Yeah. You can't give
you
a good butt.
Oh! Shout out to the two
people.
Wow.
Stop using that dice.
He rolled great at first, and now he's in detention.
Now,
jail.
It is the square dude, and he's going after Fabrice.
Of course.
17 on the die.
Doesn't he have commoner stats?
No, that was,
Fungus.
Oh, that was Team Fungus, okay.
You don't know what kind of stats he has.
Yeah, we
don't know what
he
is.
But, like,
yeah.
We know for sure Team Fungus had commoner stats.
That's 9 points of slashing from the first
slashing.
Attack.
Slashing.
Second attack's gonna hit.
Oh, God.
Another 12 points of slashing.
Oh, my God.
That's a 14 on the die, but his AC is not that high.
Look at Ruben trying to kill his own NPCs.
I'm fighting myself. Another 9 points of damage.
That's the
last attack. That's a natural 20.
No!
Oh my God!
Well, at least he's getting it now.
We need him! He's got good shrooms for him.
We'll figure it out.
Fabrice goes down.
Oh no!
Alright.
My boy's down.
Siegfried. Okay. Seeing that.
Trouble in front of you.
Seeing what's going on.
Sorry, boss.
Siegfried is going to get it together. Siegfried is going to call upon the orb and do whatever the orb does. Finally calling the orb.
Calling the orb into battle because something is going down and it's not good.
So, from almost nowhere, the little ball flies down.
The orb.
Everyone, I need a vote. If everyone says yes for the next turn until it gets to back to Siegfried, everything you do has advantage.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm looking at Alex.
Yeah, Alex is
you are,
just
you
pausing.
Are
You all clearly know something that we don't.
Apparently, I'm good with it. I just want to see what Alex is going to say.
Oh.
Also, I have a green hair.
If you die, it's blood on your hands.
Yes.
I like how almost 18 sessions later, the ball finally shows up.
Oh, you've been here this whole fucking time.
It just tilts its...
Steve the Pirate.
Steve the Pirate.
He dressed like a pirate?
Oh, I don't know who that is.
I need a verbal yes from Alex.
Consent's important.
God damn it!
Consent to use the ball.
Yeah.
Can we use the little ball?
Because I said yes. Fuck. Yes.
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 As soon as you all agree, it's like a mental agreement between all of you guys. Of energy, a green wave from the ball goes throughout the entire room, and for a second, you guys kind of see different things that you've done in the levels past. The fight with Randall, the fight with Madame Polly, the liberating of the book in the Siren's Den. You see a little bit of, helping Sam and
Shabob
at their farm, and helping Victor and Sam at the Goblin's Keep. And all of a sudden, you guys are invigorated with energy. This quote-unquote good vibes. Okay, so top of Siegfried's next turn, you guys have advantage.
Okay, attack number one.
With advantage.
Nice.
Bad
God, that was so close. 19 on the die.
That'll hit.
Night.
11 points of damage from the first attack. Attack number two.
This episode has been sponsored by Nickelodeon
Sponsor. That's 24 that'll hit.
Fuck yeah, bro. Suddenly he fucking Siegfried's coming back with a vengeance.
Big team.
That is big more damage. That's another 15 points of damage.
My god.
Get it.
Attack on number three.
Suck it.
Come on, do it! 22, that'll hit.
Okay.
Come on, max damage, let's go. Another 12 points of damage.
Siegfried. Describe to me how you destroy this creature.
So, seeing our boy Fabrice go down, Siegfried becomes even more enraged than he already was, and with literal fire in his eyes, he has his axe down by his side, turns to this armored guy, slashes upward, spins it, slashes downward, spins it again, and goes up, straight down the center, splitting this thing into two.
This is Terrifier. Nice.
Balls, loud metal thud. And you see, as he split this thing in two, it's full of basically a humanoid-esque body, but made of fungus and rotting decay. And as you break it apart, it either dissolves or you see parts of the fungus run away from inside of the armor.
Hmm. Run away!
My bugs!
I would say if it's allowed, Siegfried's gonna try to step on it.
Yeah, sure. Roll an attack. Just for fucking fun.
Let's see.
You have advantage.
You have advantage.
On everything you do.
Good, because that's a 19 on the top.
Oh yeah, you smash like four or five on the top. Yeah. This loud crunch noise as you get them.
Good.
Was Siegfried's turn.
That was Siegfried's turn.
Amon.
How far is yield Squarehead and our boy Fabrice?
60 feet.
Beautiful, I can get there. I am going to cunning action dash over.
Okay.
Good. So would I know if he has more of the Fabrice that he used to kill those bad ones?
You would have to search him.
Let me search him.
That's gonna be an action.
He's unconscious!
I know, it's fine, but I can't heal him.
Check his pockets!
That is 16.
I'm just gonna roll straight up check against that. I know, where's the
board? I'll do it right here on the table.
So if it gets below 16, or yeah, below Drake. 16, then you find it.
Not there.
That's 11. Hey! So yeah, you find more of this like Windex-esque bottle for Breeze of this glowing essence.
We're gonna get sued. Johnson, Johnson is gonna snipe
us. I said esque.
Johnson. Sorry.
It's for Breeze with the I instead of the double E.
Cool. Sure. I'm gonna like also position myself in front of him so he doesn't get hit. Like, if anybody's gonna get hit, it's gonna be me. But I have his bottle in my hands.
Okay.
I'm ready to go hard.
So you find the bottle. You're, like, pointing it out kind of like a gun. I don't know what this does, but it seems to work. You guys all see some of this fungus entity similar to what came out of the other armor starts to accumulate on top of Fabrice.
Oh, shit.
And it's like piling on top of it to the point that he's like a mound of this fungus. And then suddenly a humanoid shape stands up. Still bunny ears, but kind of slicked back. He has now a large, like a praying mantis style scythe for one arm and a giant claw on the left arm.
Great. Wait, so is his body still there or is his body's up?
His body's up.
Okay, cool.
And everyone roll me perception checks. With advantage.
With advantage.
Everyone has advantage.
I didn't even roll with advantage on that last one. Jesus. That's 29.
17.
I got a big fat 11.
24.
Nope, 12. Excuse me.
So Siegfried doesn't see because he's still stomping out some of these fungus. But everyone else you see on the large praying mantis style arm, he has a governor's band.
What?
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah. Fucking Morbus. I knew he was crooked. That guy.
How are you connecting him to Morbus?
Because he's not in charge.
Controlling the...
I don't think Morbus was ever in charge. I think he took an opportunity, created a vacuum, stepped in.
This is the first time you've mentioned this theory.
Well, it is defense, and when you guys first got the correspondence, yeah. He specifically asked to see if anyone could see his governor band, but he was wearing, like, papal clothing.
And I think we asked about Volstrecker, too, and he said no.
He didn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
What if he is the Volstrecker?
Mm-hmm. But you see it gets up, and in some... Does anyone speak Abyssal?
The cat does.
The cat's not there.
Yeah, I know the cat does, but...
Where's the cat?
It makes me regret not taking Abyssal, because I took Undercommon.
That makes sense, but... it says something in this weird, loud, screeching, inhaling noise, and it attacks the double axe creature.
Oh, it attacks the double axe?
Yeah.
What the...
What is going on?
17 on the die.
What is happening?
Fuck.
I just got 3 sixes plus another
6! 6! 6!
6 times 4, 6 times 5,
30.
29 points of damage on the first attack with the scythe.
Jesus.
What the hell are you?
What are you?
I'm Batman.
God damn it.
Now he's going to attack with his claw hand.
Right away when he said that in my head, I was like, oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, you brought the DC universe in, and now it's a problem.
That's a nat 20.
Oh!
No, against it. The Fabrice entity versus the double axe.
I know.
I'm still concerned.
Still, I'm very
I don't know what's happening.
I have to do a lot of math. I'm sorry. 6, 18, 19, 23,
23.
Blessing.
33.
Blessings.
36.
You're also
35.
Too, so you're just like.
He looks over and I'm stomping out his cousin. I'm all,
41 points of damage.
I'm sorry. Okay. Was that your auntie?
Was that your auntie?
And it has to roll a... The double axe has to roll a strength against it.
What the fuck?
What is happening?
That's an 8. So you see, first comes up with the scythe, crashes into this square-headed creature. massive damage, destroying parts of its armor as it comes through. And then comes out with this large claw, grabs it, crushes down, and now it's grappled by it.
The tiny rabbit has crushed the giant creature?
It's not dead, but yeah, it has it grappled. Zaris, it's your go.
This is actually the Monty Python rabbit.
Who has the message? Is that Amon?
Yes.
Okay.
We have the sending stones.
Well, it's not on here.
Mayday. You're standing next to me. Hard will obey.
Who do you want me to message?
Message from Preet and see if he's still in there.
Well, it's not his go yet.
What in the fuckity fuck?
Exactly.
I was gonna try to cure Fabrice, but like I wasn't sure.
Well, I mean, I could give you the old bottle.
Are you gonna spray him or spray the thing?
He is the thing.
No, there's two giants.
Oh,
the
double axe guys. Oh, it was gonna be both at one point, but.
What are they doing?
Oh God!
Help him.
Attack who?
The big thing. The one that was trying to kill us. I am.
Yeah, but I
have mixed emotions.
Okay, here's my fucking issue is I only have limited spell slots. I have to heal Fabrice.
Don't heal Fabrice. He clearly can handle himself.
I don't think that's actually Fabrice. I think that's something taking over Fabrice's body.
Yes, and I wouldn't aid it at all.
No, she's saying if she could get rid of the old mushroom.
Yeah, spray and then heal.
Like a little, like, backed in band-aid situation.
Well, we have to.
Also, if he did that much damage, he definitely stepped in front of me to make those hits.
But yeah. He's also not trying to hurt you.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm no longer in front of him. Like, he took point.
How far away is the square-headed whatever?
From you, when you moved last time?
Yeah.
You're about, let's see, what was your speed? It was
30.
As a scorpion?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, actually, as a scorpion, I actually might be closer. Please hold.
Or you might be farther. Oh, no, you unshaped. You unshaped before you walked.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So you're 30 feet away.
Okay. So I'm 30 feet away?
Mm-hmm.
I will yield Thorn Whip.
Cool.
The square head.
Okay, go ahead, roll attack roll.
Nice.
How far away are you from me?
I'm right next to them.
Okay,
so if you're walking up, I'm right next to you.
I'm going to yank with the Thorn Whip, and if I succeed, he should get an attack of opportunity. Mm-hmm.
Those are our rules here, yes.
Nice job.
Boys!
Love it.
Shit. Dirty 20.
That will hit. So roll me your damage first.
Yeah, is the creature large?
It is considered a medium-sized creature.
Fuck yes, all right, cool. It's only 6 points of piercing damage.
That's fine, and move him.
And then I move him full 10 feet closer. Go ahead
and
roll
an attack opportunity, and Fungal Fabrice will also roll attack opportunity.
What is that?
It wasn't that one, y'all.
Well, you have advantage.
I do have advantage, holy tits. Okay. Thank you.
Roll
it's 4.
Which, by the way, I don't know if you want to try to roll for a crit, because you didn't roll with advantage, did you?
I did.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Which matter, I missed.
But you missed?
Unless a 13 hits, but I doubt it because you said full plate.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I got so scared. I was like, excuse me, everybody, while I die through my finger.
Fabrice hit, though, but did not roll well. 8.
This weird little creature.
I don't know.
Who are you? 10, 16.
Again.
I'm Batman.
Okay.
You pulled it?
Mm-hmm.
How much closer?
10 feet closer to me, so it's 20 feet away from me.
Okay.
Wyatt, it's your go.
Wait, have you made this axe apart?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I was killing you.
Yeah, you were busy doing the
thing. This dickhead. I mean, with that
when I use a potion, what type of action is that?
If it's on yourself, it's a bonus. If it's somebody else, it's an action.
Lovely. I'm going to... Okay, I'm going to, like, full heal myself. I'm going to do lay on hands as my action.
Okay.
You're going to touch yourself?
I'm touching myself. So I'm gonna. So I have 15 points in my pool remaining. I'm gonna add that to my 32, which gives me 47.
Creature of the night.
Okay, so I'm at 47, and then I'm gonna bonus action my potion of healing, the enhanced one that I got from.
How much does that do?
He's gonna roll a d20 to tell me.
Ooh.
It's a 5. Mm-hmm. Instead of d4s, it's d6s. So it's 2 d6s plus
2.
2.
2 d6s plus 2.
Okay.
Alright, so that's 6.
6.
So, 47.
You like pop the cork and start drinking it, but you're drinking it too fast and half of it goes out your face. Yeah.
It's in my eyes!
My eyes!
Yeah.
Okay, so he's like washing his hands with it. You're taking your turn to heal yourself?
Yeah, 53 okay. Good points. How far would I be at the beginning?
You're about 40 feet right now. Because it did move closer to Febreze and got pulled closer, but it was 60 feet started.
Okay. And then, I mean, did I move any closer?
Yeah, you move, but you can still move. You get 30 feet.
I'm gonna move 30 feet closer to it.
So you're 20 feet away. Yes. Or 10 feet away.
10.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, next it is our square guy.
DM question.
Yes.
So,
me. Hello.
Even though, so,
it didn't enter your radius.
I know. It's not a setup.
Okay.
So,
that's a full arm.
As many things are, yeah.
When a man loves a woman, they enter each other's radius.
And the radius is
5 feet.
So the tooltip for Hunter's Mark in the second part is if a target drops 0 before the spell ends, you can use a bonus action on a subsequent turn of yours to mark a new creature. Mm-hmm. I use my bonus action here to, you know, heal, obviously. Mm-hmm. On my bonus action the next round, can mm-hmm. I reapply mm-hmm. Hunter's Mark onto which
yes. Else?
Okay.
That is something you can indeed do.
You're here.
What is this thing gonna do now? It's gonna roll intelligence check. Nope, it's an idiot. It's going to attack, let's see who's near it. It's gonna...
It's close to me.
Yeah, it's in close.
Yeah, it's like midway between her and I.
Yeah, we're gonna roll. I'm gonna roll for it. Odds, it goes towards Amon. Even, it goes towards Lazarus.
Ooh. But if it moves away from him and he has 10 feet of range, he could still hit it for leaving the...
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. I was like, I need him to hit something.
But it's even. Okay. So it's going towards Zarus. It's going to make attacks against you.
Go off, Sentinel.
Go off?
I said go off.
It's already in his range.
Yeah, but it's attacking.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You can make an attack roll if you like.
He has to attack first.
You have to attack first. You got to hit it.
15 on the die.
Yeah, though. I was so excited you were going to say 15 total, and I was like, no!
Ignore that. What'd you get?
It's an 8 on the die, plus modifies to 16.
Nope, that's not going to hit.
Well, hold up.
We're still rolling with advantage.
That is true. Try again.
There you go.
Yes!
What'd you get?
17 on the die.
Okay, I'll hit. Yeah, much better.
Okay, cool. With that. Anything. Ooh, yeah. There we go. 14 points of damage.
Thank you, Orb.
14 points of damage.
The Almighty Orb.
Thank you, Orb.
Healed Orb.
What do they call the
Orb Gibbon?
Ez from Rick and Morty.
Show me what you got.
Romulans.
Yeah.
Show me what you got.
The Orb just goes.
God damn it. 12 points of slashing on the first attack.
Okay, cool.
Wow. Attack number 2. It's 14 on the die.
Sure.
Now the orb is that floating head in my head.
Another 14 points of damage.
Okay.
It goes through all our heads. All we hear is show.
Attack number 3!
Yeah. He's fast.
Alright.
He doesn't have any cool features. He just goes fast.
Alright.
But that's only 13 on the second one.
So hit.
The third one, yeah.
Yeah, that one hit.
Okay. Last one. Four.
No.
Okay. This is last two.
Thank God.
the golf clap. We are now back at the top of Siegfried's turn. The ball's influence has faded.
Fuck. Okay.
Well,
that was good. That was, yeah. That was
I got 40 feet of movement, so I'm running straight at Mr. Square.
He gets there. Go for it.
Cool. Okay. Oh, right. 17 on the die.
On the die, that'll hit.
Yeah.
Did we skip my turn?
No, you're after Siegfried.
Son of a bitch.
You took your last turn to steal.
Ooh, almost max damage. That's 16 points on the first hit.
Nice.
On death's door.
Second attack. That is a 20. Dirty 20.
Atta boy.
Nice. Kill it, atta boy.
Kill it with
that
fire.
Is. Ooh, another 11 points of damage.
Kill it.
Once
with
again,
fire.
Describe to me how you destroy this square-headed creature.
Let's fucking go!
Let's see. So, after the destruction of Cannon Boy, Siegfried rushes at this square-headed guy. Let's see. He runs directly at him. Comes down with the first attack, slicing through his body. And again, almost exactly like he did with the other guy, grabs it and pulls right back up. But this time, instead of slashing him directly in the center, he kind of slashes him into a giant V so that he splits into three equal parts.
Nice.
Just
artsy.
In almost like an anime, he cuts through aggressively, but the pieces kind of sit on top of each other for a second until the big square part that the V is attached to on the neck falls backwards by itself first. And then the rest of the body falls forward. And like, it barely misses you as you're standing there in the V section.
You just pull a chunks on Mecha Vegeta? Mecha Frieza?
Yeah, basically.
Just minus the burning attack?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No burning attack, but the body falls apart.
After, as soon as this creature gets cut down, the fungus that is engulfing Fabrice right now drops down back into a puddle. And it dissipates, and the freezing body is still right there.
What in the fuckity fuck? All right, are we out of initiative?
Yes.
We're back.
Daddy said something bad.
You're upsetting your father.
You're upsetting your father.
You're killing your father.
Oh my god.
That
was
funny.
You
can't just ask people why they're white.
I can and I will.
It's a Mean Girls quote, which you would get if you like the movie.
It's a bad movie.
Oh my god.
It was a historical fact. Yeah. And I need everybody to accept it. It happened.
We'll create like a subscription page and it's like,
subscribe for X-rated content. You know? The cancelable.
The stuff didn't make the cut.
By subscribing, we are now subject to being canceled. You signed up for this.
Oh,
that was
wow.
Totally not fetch.
That was awesome.
Only D&D.
Oh, okay. Let's bring it back in.
God damn it.
Jeez.
Somebody was going to do something, I forgot.
Me?
Yes, what were we going to do?
I was going to... I was going to heal Fabrice with a third level Cure Wounds.
Okay, roll it up for me.
Alright, cool.
I will say, as she's doing that, like, Amon's unscrewing the top of the, like, spray ball ready to pour it on him, and he goes, oh... That's probably better. Just like, spray bottle back together.
Damn. 11 points of damage.
Damage?
Or fuck.
She just punches him.
He's dead.
You dumb bitch! I'm healing you!
Wave of mercy, monkey.
He would have failed 2 saving throws for sure.
No, 11 points of healing.
Yeah. So you see, you give him a hand, he's healed up, you see some of the giant slashes from the double axe creature start to heal up a little bit, and he's like breathing normally, but he hasn't woken up yet.
Well, that's concerning. Spritz him.
Message him?
I can do both. Let me give him like a little.
Okay.
No, bad.
Yeah. Let me
wake up.
Bad. How dare you?
Give me
you
a medicine check.
That's cocked. Damn, that was almost a nat 20, though. Medicine ain't bad. It ain't bad. Hold on. That's a 16.
He's not like dying. He's just passed out. Like he's exhausted.
Oh.
So he's not comatose or anything.
It's still a wet substance. Does he react to that?
Like he moves a little bit, but he's not just gonna pop up.
Pop up.
He Michael Myers? No, he's just passed out.
Undertaker.
Does anybody want to splash him with some water?
I mean,
looks over at dead people water.
I would say message him like before, see if he's okay.
Yeah, sure. I'll message him like, hey, you alright, buddy?
No response. He's just passed out.
Oh, okay.
He's just unconscious.
Yeah.
He's a bitch.
Before, I got an idea. Shaking him.
Yeah, before he was kind of catatonic. Now he's exhausted. He's just brain is off.
While all that was happening, I grabbed some water from...
Some dead man water?
Some dead man water, yeah.
Well, you knew that. Roll me a perception check.
It's dead man's water. Who could ask for more?
Let's see. Perception. 13.
13? Easy enough. As you go over to get that bowl full of dead man water, you see the rest of the bodies in the water dissipate back into smoke.
Where were we going before? Where we tried to find the sewer lid, right?
No, our plan was to go back up.
Yeah, we were trying to find the sewer
lid. But, yeah, we were just waiting for what we thought was one monster to come through so we could kill that and go up silently. So,
wow, you're all talking.
He comes over while you're discussing and throws a ball of dead man water all over Fabrice. Fabrice.
What are you doing?
I'm helping him.
Mouth open and all. Oh, why does that taste so bad?
You did well.
You
did really
don't
good.
Know.
I did what well?
You. Something happened and you helped us.
Mushrooms possessed your body and you fought a giant square-headed creature.
Hey, bro, but why did you have a governor's band?
Well, you guys are coming at me with a lot.
Hey, good job.
Thanks.
I mean, good job, but I also don't like it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Last thing I remember was getting hit and passing out, and then some really bad-tasting water.
Much like when you were overtaken by these mushrooms when they found you, some sort of mushroom creature used your body and fought alongside us.
What? Use my body?
It was almost as if it was a person made of fungus on top of you with weapons. But this creature, this fungus creature, had the governor's band.
What? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Hey, we're just telling you what we saw.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but like, this is just as new to me as it is to you.
It's interesting. You don't remember your time at the previous place we found you in either, where that fungus overtook you.
That's true, yeah.
Is somehow related.
I don't know.
Is there a way that somebody would be controlling this fungus? We know that you could grow it, but is there a way to control it?
He's in a roll. It's decent. There are ways to, like, magically imbue fungus besides just cultivating it. Kind of like an enchantment of sorts. Kind of like, you know, if you speak to plants, that kind of stuff. But generally not to this... Zaris, raise your hand. But generally not to, like, this level. This goes beyond manipulation. This goes beyond cultivation.
I'm gonna draw the flame rapier. Not on fire, just be like, first of all, points at Siegfried, he needs a good mushroom.
Oh, yeah. You see, he reaches into his pack. He pulls out, like, one of the good mushrooms that Team Fungus had. He has to. Chomp it?
Yeah.
Roll me con... No, I'm fine. You're fine. You revert back.
Siegfried dies.
You don't heal up, but you don't have exhaustion and half hit points anymore.
And turns into, like, I think Team Fungus is more, more privy to what's going on here than they're leading on. Jesse might have to die.
What?
Wait,
why?
What?
Why do you think he's
hold
in
on?
There? Why do you
the
think?
The first thing we heard when we walked in was both of them arguing that Jesse wasn't cultivating mushrooms correctly.
I mean, he could have been accidentally creating those mushroom walls, but I doubt that he was the one creating these giant monsters.
Yeah, Jesse's, he's good mushrooms, but I don't think he's that good.
I mean, even Fabrice created these a good mushroom wall that blocked everything, so essentially we could assume that he's good at it while Jesse is not as talented, but I doubt that he's the one that's been controlling these monsters that have been chasing us.
So now the next question is, why is he getting a governor's band when he gets overtaken?
It could be that whoever is controlling this fungus has that governor's band that's getting projected onto the fungus itself. We only have one person to ask about this, and that's Morbius.
You don't know he's a governor, though.
We didn't see his arm. We don't know.
I know.
For all we know,
I was mostly speaking to myself.
For all we know, that slow sloth lady could be his Volstrucker. We don't know either.
God, that slow sloth lady needs to die.
why does everybody need to die all of a sudden? Because I had
enough.
Jesse needs to die. Sloth lady needs to die.
Those dead guys are in the water, dead more.
Extra dead.
Cat can live.
Me? I'm
new
tired
governor.
As fuck.
That cat, whack. That this governor, whack.
This fungus,
sloth lady,
whack.
This rabbit, whack.
Me?
I'm tight as fuck.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, I'm really coming in with the meme references tonight.
You Kanye'd so hard.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so I like the idea
the
of
the way he wears his clothes, whack.
The way he pretends to smile, whack.
Okay, rate it back in.
Sorry, but no,
sorry.
So if we're gonna go confront ye old holy boy, how are you guys looking on health? Because your boy's down 54 hit points.
We could take a short rest, or we can rest here and then head for the sewer.
Yeah, if you want, I can double check those fungus walls and put up like the good one that I had. I don't know if there's any more of those big creatures, but as far as the small guys and the tentacle guys, it should be able to keep them out.
So there's only one big creature that we've seen, and it's the corpse flower.
We heard. Can we assume that it's the same thing?
Yeah.
Well, he said tentacles, okay. So that's the only other big creature we've seen.
Okay.
So we haven't tripped any other traps, as far as we know.
Fair.
Yeah, the cannon guy came from the way where the sewer was, so we could stay here, rest up, short rest, whatever it is.
Long rest.
At this point, I gotta do long rest just to get our spell slots back.
Zero
full health.
Okay.
I am inept at this point.
I guess, yeah, we're doing a long rest then.
Okay.
So I'm down to do shifts with Zaris.
Yeah.
Since we do 4 and 4.
So you see Fabrice, he pulls out some stuff out of his pack. Again, similar to the Fabrice.
I mean, I'm
going to
give him his bottle back.
Thanks. Did you take this off me?
Yeet.
Oh, okay. I'm
to
just
be
gonna
fair,
ignore
you
that.
Were unconscious.
That's fine. I'm just going to ignore that. I have a thing about personal space.
Understandable.
You were also... It wasn't looking good.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. So he goes and you see, kind of not as far as the evil fungus walls, he again starts pouring out some other liquid very similar to create these spores of like the good wall that you guys had encountered, like with Team Fungus, that initial safety barrier. He pours one on each of the passageways, kind of trying to help secure the area. You guys take a long rest?
Yeah, before we do, there's something I wanted to do.
Okay.
When we leveled up, I was able to get 5th level spells.
Mm.
And one of the spells that Zaris took is Scrying.
Ooh.
Crying?
Crying.
Stop crying.
It's my party, and I'll scry if I want to.
I just don't like this.
And so before she takes a long rest, she wants to use her 5th level spell slot and, like, probably wait for everyone to kind of like
I'll take first watch
and while everyone's kind of doing like their thing and like settling in, she's gonna take 10 minutes and cast Scrying.
Okay, so who, what, and where?
Scrying.
She is going to cast Scrying on Kierden and try to figure out where he is in Malthus.
So familiarity
yes.
increases or decreases the DC for you, yes?
Yes. I have the... So it's a... the same modifier is minus 10 because I have the daggers. So I have something of his.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So, okay. Roll it for me. I think there's a very, very minimal chance you fail.
I don't know why I thought of it. Zara is doing just... Everybody's asleep, and she goes to a very, like, what she thinks is a quiet chamber and goes, "Where are you?"
just echoes yeah. down the hall. Monster.
They're
so sorry.
There's no... In my head, before all that happened to you, I was like, Siegfried's gonna find a dead body and use it as a pill.
No, they're drunk.
I know.
He lays in the water all mad.
Dead down water.
Okay, so if the target knows you're casting the spell, it can fail the saving throw voluntarily if it wants to be observed. The target must make a wisdom saving throw, which is modified by how well you know the target and the sort of physical connection you have to it. On a successful save, the target isn't affected and you can't use the spell. On a failed save, the target or the spell creates an invisible sensor within 10 feet of the target. You can see and hear through the sensor. Blah, 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 blah.
Does it say anything about whether or not the target is unconscious?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to say he auto fails, or he lets it happen because he can't physically stop it.
Okay.
You get a glimpse of like a stone table. The room is almost completely dark, almost pitch black, but even for a drow, you can kind of see silhouettes of figures in this pitch black room. It's almost like, think of like a sensory deprivation room, kind of. Mm-hmm. He's unconscious on this stone tablet, nearly naked, nothing but things like cloth covering his naughty bits.
Nice.
And he is chained to this table. And you see things walking around, but you can't make out full forms. And you see he's taking he's resisted the unborn or the reborn changed more than anyone. We might have to accelerate this process. Please.
Fuck.
How you feel?
Upset.
Good.
Zaris is gonna get up and start like pacing.
Yeah, so you see Zara's just like, she was in this very tranquil thing. She was doing some spellish stuff. I would say, even without rolling a mod, you notice that she's doing some type of magic, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Mm-hmm.
But then she pops up and she is in a huff, just kind of pacing back and forth. Is she, like, muttering anything to herself? Or is she just kind of walking?
Yeah, I would say she's probably muttering, like I'm physically hot now. Oh, my God. I think Zara's is walking back and forth and is... just like she wants to bolt, like she wants to leave and try to find a way out of this level as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be entirely, honestly, she's probably packing up her shit. Like she's gonna try to ditch the party.
Yeah, I see this. She's not you're not making any means to hide the fact, are you?
No, I mean everyone's probably starting to like go to sleep, but yeah. She's like, she doesn't give a fuck in this moment.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, whoa, what's going on?
I need to go.
Where?
I don't know.
Then why?
I will explain what I did and what I saw. But this is why I'm here. This is why I'm ascending. I need to go.
I understand, but also... you don't know where you're going.
I have to do something.
If you go... So let's say you go ahead of us. You go to the next few levels. And what if you get there and find out whatever you saw was two levels back? You have no idea where you're going. All you saw was minimal detail.
He came for me. What kind of partner would I be if I didn't go find him?
I think you're on a quest to find him. You're not looking for him. I think
right now I'm doing side missions and trying to unravel mysteries and mushrooms, and this whole time they're trying to break him.
But you don't know he's not down here. We're taking you, I mean, of course, like, you're in this party and we're dealing with what we deal with, but you're, you know, if you did it your way, you would have skipped over this whole sewer adventure. And what if he's in these sewers? What if he's in that room that we couldn't get to? We don't know. You don't know where he is. Like I said, he could be somewhere in a level that we didn't even check, because we were on our own mission. And I know you're looking actively everywhere we go. There's no way you're not. But if we haven't encountered where he is now, the only way to move is forward. And I think the group working together like this is the best way to move. Imagine if you were here by yourself. It would have been 1v2 at 1.5?
What?
Well, with the three blown up zombies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been 1v5 at one point.
Where is Zaris's Mark of Ascension?
It's on, would you say her left or her right?
With, I feel like we said her left shoulder, kind of like a tribal tattoo.
Yeah.
Is it visible?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to get up, and I'm going to...
We're passed out.
I thought she did this
before. This is like before everyone.
This is while you guys are like...
Well, you're getting ready to go to bed.
Oh, yeah.
You guys saw this whole thing
go down. So we're hearing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to put my hand... I'm kind of hearing this, and I kind of step in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to kind of put my hand on that mark, and I'm going to show mine.
Mm-hmm.
Zaris, this is your mission. And if you choose to seek this other path, then we will join you. But you cannot leave this group. We are bound together as a party on one mission.
Remind me, was she part of the Mainstay Marauders?
Zaris?
Yes.
No, she helped them. She wasn't an active member.
You have to remember that the Mainstay Marauders have been helping us or assisting us in each level, and this person you're looking for, they would have informed you of this person's existence on whatever floor that they would be on. Unfortunately, all the Mainstay Marauders on this level have been killed, possibly by Morbus, we don't know. But I think our best bet would be go to the next level if we don't find... What's his name?
Kierden.
We don't find Kierden on this level, we go to the next and try to find the Mainstay Marauders and gather what information we can about where he's being held. We can't go backward because he's not there.
Do you remember the wizard guy from the first level?
I don't think they got a proper introduction about it, but
the story.
Yeah, you guys, Amon's definitely heard of it. You knew him before he disappeared.
Yeah.
But you guys do remember that when you guys initially arrived in Malphite, while you guys were making your way towards, like, the Mainstay Marauders place, there was this, like, large crater of what looks like a place that used to exist, but wasn't there anymore.
Okay.
And I'll say you kind of give them the download to tell them, like, hey, there was this wizard that existed that used to try to help people, and one day he disappeared.
Some say he blew himself up, but before he did, he helped Kierden, who came to Malphite to get me out from Malphite.
This spell that you use, you just see, like, it's like a premonition, or is it the future, or what is it? Like,
it's exactly what is going on in that moment with someone else.
She's essentially spying on him.
I'm spying.
Oh, okay.
Scrying.
Do you know that this vision that you saw of him is accurate, that he's in peril at this moment?
Yes.
And do you feel you can help him at this very moment in your current state, given our party's circumstance?
I have to.
You are weak by yourself. You are strong with us.
I have to agree with the bond that going backward is not... There's just no way that backward is the way forward. We've ascended already 3 levels.
Yeah, four.
We've ascended 4 levels, and we haven't found this person or heard of his existence. It would be assumed that wherever he's being held captive is the governor's doing. And we've either assisted or destroyed every governor we've come across. So I think our best bet is to question Morbus if he is in fact the governor of this level and move forward. We can help you find your partner, but you leaving us isn't the way to go.
Mon is right. I don't know where he is, and I don't know how to find him, but I do have to do something. He shouldn't be here in the first place. He's immortal in Malphite. I don't know how long they've had him, but we will. She kind of like drops like this, basically just like a bun or like her like backpack. Like she just kind of drops it. She's just like, and I was foolish, and you're right. But if the opportunity arises, I will not hesitate. If it comes to stepping over the Mainstay Marauders or anyone who comes in my way to finding him, I will do it.
You say he's a mortal living in Malphite. So that's a unique situation. And this is also the first time a group of Ascenders has ever appeared in Malphite and ascended together. It's almost as if we were fated to find him, just not yet. We're working our way towards him, I believe. It may not be the answer you're looking for right now, but together we can conquer these levels and find him. I don't trust the Mainstay Marauders either, but if they're there to assist us in ascending and assist us even further in finding him, good. If they do step on our way, then you have my axe.
Yeah. I will definitely help. I don't care who's in the way.
See his chest?
Alright, Zaris will sit back down and say, it's been a long day. You guys, we all need rest. I'll take first shift. I don't think I can rest now anyway, considering what I've seen.
Cool.
Alright. Anyone else doing anything else before you guys go to this long rest? No?
Is there any... the room that we're in, is there any level of, cot or bed or any...
Don't you have a bedroll?
He did say there was a hay bed somewhere.
Yeah, there's makeshift hay beds.
Yeah,
you don't have a bedroll in your backpack?
He has a priest pack.
You got a priest pack, bro?
Oh, I don't know what that is, but sleep on it, dude.
Got a Bible, dude.
Just that is your fucking pillow.
Holy text. The whole opens text the book and puts it on his own. It's all huge with the little book.
It's like right here on his stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on his face and he breathes in.
The word of the light is all I need.
The light will keep me warm.
On that note, I go over to the cot and use the book as a pillow. As a pillow and just
passes
and
out.
I go out.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. So Zaris, you go through your watch, nothing happens. So you do hear the noises of the creatures like way down the sewers, but it doesn't sound like they're coming even close to where you guys are. As you sit and contemplate with the thoughts that you have, you wake up Amon. Or untracks him on.
Yeah. Look.
I'm up.
And he's like shaking.
Like, yep. Yep. I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right, cool.
So, Mon, you're starting to trance, or you're out of your trance. You're just kind of sitting there. What do you do while you're waiting?
I'm reading my book, man.
Okay. So you're kind of farther along in the story to where you actually remember a part where you meet Victor for the first time. He is you and your party inside this weird bedroom in the attic. And you get there and old boy is hiding. He's this kind of, when you first met him, he was this kid. Living in his parents' house, wanting to get the hell out of there, but just couldn't perfect the magic circle that he was working on to teleport out of there.
That was rough.
You guys talk about magic a little bit. He gives you an undead cat.
I forgot he did that.
And, you know, you don't know why, but this weird wizard kid that you met who was just kind of practicing on himself, he ends up being pretty important in the story. Mm. And he even illustrates it as much in the book. Like, he even writes as he's like, I met these guys, I knew some good stuff was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Roll me a perception check while you're kind of reading your book.
Perception, that's 26.
Doesn't matter, don't worry about it.
Hold on. 27.
I was about to say, does it beat a 32?
It does not.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Even if that 20 won't be. God damn it.
If it was not 20, I would just give it to you. But you're sitting there, you're looking around, and I did say that earlier there's like kind of like a desk area in this back corner of the room. Mm. That at first, when you guys initially got there, it was kind of destroyed. Like, there's axe marks in it, papers were just strewn around. Nothing really important to your knowledge, but something catches your eye on top of this table. It's an envelope with a red seal on it from the Nate State Marauders.
Oh, shit. Could I, how far is it?
It's not far. It's on the table.
I'm just gonna use Mage Hand to grab it because I don't want to get up and grab it. Just be lazy about it.
Out of sheer laziness. So you're looking at this. It is like a nice envelope. You look at the back and it says, don't tell Zaris I was here.
Oh, fuck.
Dom Fortuna.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, I'll open it.
You open it up, and it's from Naomi.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You read it, and she was kind of able to kind of guesstimate how far you guys would have been by now. And she is writing, she's explaining this world that was Gorsana, and the way she describes it is not the way it sounds when you look at it. She explains Gorsana as this kind of village-esque level where there's buildings, but mostly tents. People live very Neanderthalic here. There is a large temple for some reason with a giant R with one tower sticking from the top that has a large R. And she's giving you warnings like, hey, the sicknesses here are debilitating, but if you move quickly, it shouldn't affect you that badly. Which does not sound like anything you've heard thus far.
Right. Or experienced.
Mm-hmm. And she writes at the very bottom, she's writing and she says, I hope you all are doing well. Give Zara, Siegfried, Amon, and Elias my best. And at the very end, she writes, if anything, give a wide berth to Fabricius. And that's where we'll end the session.
What?
What?
Alright.
Give a what now?
Alright. Alright. Help.
Cue the psalm music.
Alex just posted something about that.
That's why. Alright, once again, my name has been Ruben. No, it's not?
No.
Change it.
That's it?
Yeah. Gotta keep you guys coming back. Well, you guys have to, but the audience has to keep coming back.
I wanna keep playing.
If you wanna follow me anywhere, I am on Instagram at REC Matrix. I lift things, I put them back down. I like raccoons, I like fire, I like music. If you like those things, come follow me. If you don't, then go do something else. Danny, where can the people find you?
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Wrathchild714. You can find me on the Horrible People's Network. My other podcast, Hops and Notes. We talk music, we talk beer. Everybody here except James, but he'll be on it soon, has been on there. It's at Hops and Notes Pod on Instagram. Alejandra?
God damn it.
Alejandra.
Alejandra. I will give you an undisclosed amount of money for you to stop doing that.
She slides over a piece
of paper. I've been like holding that in for so long.
It's all $3.
$2 bill.
Hello!
Hi there!
I want to keep playing!
It's a weeknight. I have to go to work.
No, I know. I'm Alex. You can find me on Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. I mostly just post saw memes.
Damn it.
And just, I you know, that kind of stuff. You can follow my other podcast, the Horrible People's Podcast, under the Horrible People's Network on Instagram at HORRORBLE People's Podcast. We talk spooky movies every single week. Everyone's been on this podcast except for Connor, but he doesn't like scary movies, so that kind of tracks.
Well, how does it make him watch Psycho Gorman?
Yeah. Actually, you'll dig it.
I'm down.
James.
Speaking of Psycho Gorman, that may or may not be one of my picks for trash.
No, we're claiming it.
No, absolutely not.
Psycho Gorman is phenomenal.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, trash.
No,
I'm not saying that Trash Month isn't fun. I dropped something.
You dropped dice.
Anyway, you can follow me on Instagram at TheMightyMonarch. That's the_mighty_monarch. And you can also find me on the Horrible People's Network. I am one of the hosts of the NPC Gaming Podcast, where we talk news. We talk a lot of shit on Microsoft. We're prophets because we keep calling stuff out that keeps happening. So if you like gaming and you like all that, follow us on Instagram, npc.gaming.pod.
I challenge you to a game of crazy ball.
What?
That's a Psycho Gorman reference.
Yeah, see, okay. Anyway, Connor?
Yeah, man. Can't wait for next week.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying. Can't wait.
Leave you in the Tissa. Patient. I should have stopped and then waited till next week to say patient. Next
oh
time.
My god.
That would have sucked.
I would have been so mad. Just editing pissed.
If you want to follow this podcast, last but not least, we are at Turning Tables Pod on the Instagram. We're on Twitter somewhere, but I don't know where.
Plug the network.
TTD&D Pod.
She already did, didn't she?
There you go.
No.
This is all part of the Horrible People's Network.
Woo!
NPC Podcast, Horrible People's Podcast. Fucking Hops and Notes, all under the same umbrella. That's HORROR. I don't know how to spell.
It is HORROR BLE People's Network.
I'm tired.
I've been lagging on posting shit on that Instagram page, but we're there.
We're
follow
there.
Us for updates.
We'll be back.
We do exist. All right, let's give them one last nice shot.
I'm
going to
roll these D6s because I didn't get sneak attack.